Shalom to all. In today's Avi Mishnah, we're going to learn Maseches Krisos, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, all the way through Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. In the beginning of previous Perek, we had mentioned that there are certain Karbanis Chatos that are brought in a situation that if a person would have done this Avir B'mezid, they'd be Chayv Kares, and when they do B'shoigig, they bring Karban Chatos. So here we discuss more Karbanis Chatos. Says the Mishnah, Arba Mechusar Kippurim, there are four people that bring a Karban because they're called Mechusar Kapara. That doesn't mean that they're lacking atonement, it just means they have to bring a Karban in order to be able to eat Kachim, and this has nothing to do with an Avera. And Arba and Kishkaga, there are four that are going to bring a carbon, whether they did this Aveira b'mezid or b'shaygig. It's not like we had mentioned in the previous parak that if they did it b'mezid, they'd be chayv karis and no carbon. It's only if they did it b'shaygig. Here, even if they did it b'mezid, they're going to be chayv a carbon. Says the Mishnah, Elohim mechusar kippurim, the following are mechusar kapara, hazav hazav vayilad sametzaira, a man who's a zav, a woman who's a zava. These are both types of tomas that come from a person's body. They would have to bring a carbon for this. And a yiladis, as we learned about in the previous parak, is a woman who gave birth. She has to bring a carbon as well. And a metzaira, when he has tzaras and he becomes tar from that, he has to bring a karbon. These are all mechusar kapara. It's not that they did any sort of avera. They just have to bring this karbon in order to be able to eat kachim. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer, he adds on two to this list, ger mechusar kapara, a ger, a person who became a convert. He's also considered mechusar kapara, ad shizar kol hadam, until the blood of his karbon is sprinkled on the mizbeach, only then he's allowed to eat kachim, so that's called mechusar kapara. And v'nazir, also a nazir. This is a person who took upon himself nazirus, and he's not allowed to drink wine or cut his hair or become tamei mace, so his karbonis as well are considered mechusar kapara because they allow him liyenoi v'tichglachte v'tumasai. Now they enable him to drink wine, take a haircut, and become tamei mace. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, we further clarify elu mivin alazon kishgaga. The following are going to bring a karbon whether they did aver b'shegig or even b'mezid. Habal a shivcha, somebody who's bail a shivcha charufa. We're going to discuss in Mishnah Hey what exactly shivcha charufa is, but it has to do with a non-Jewish maidservant who's in some sort of status. V'nazir shenitma, or a nazir who became tamei during his nazirus period. Va'al shvua se'edos, if a person made a shvua that he does not know edos, he doesn't know testimony for somebody else, and it turns out that he lied and he really did know testimony, so he has to bring a karbon. Va'al shvua sabikadon, and regarding a shvua that a person made that he denied having a deposit that somebody gave him, let's say Reuven deposited something by Shimon, then he goes to him later on to claim, please give me my deposit back, and Shimon claims, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't have it, and even makes a shvua, and it turns out to be a false shvua, obviously. So over here as well, he would have to bring a karbon for making that false shvua. And we continue with another two categories, Chamisha Bevin, Karbon Echad, Alaveiros Harbe. There are five people, they're going to bring just one Karbon, even though they did an Aveira many times. Previously, when we were discussing a person bringing a Karbon for an Aveira, if they were over that Aveira multiple times, they'd bring multiple Karbonis. Here, even though the person's over that Aveira multiple times, they just bring one Karbon. And also, the Chamisha Bevin, Karbon Oile V'Yared, there's five different people that bring a Karbon Oile V'Yared, which we'll explain when we get to it. So we talk about the first one first, Elam Bevin, Karbon Echad, Alaveiros Harbe. The following are going to bring one Karbon, even though they were over many Aveiros. That's Habal Shivcha Bias Harbe. As if a person's Bial Shivcha Charufa, which we're going to be discussing in Mishnah Hey, what that is. But if he's Bial Shivcha, this non-Jewish maidservant, many be'ilais, he's still just going to bring one karbon. Also, v'nazir shenitma tumas harbe, if a nazir, who was not to become tamei, became tamei many times, v'amakani le'ishtai alidei anashim harbe, if a person is makani his wife, he warns his wife about many men, this referring to a saita, that's when a man who suspects his wife of being inappropriate with a person, and he warns her, don't seclude yourself with that man. So in this situation, the husband suspected his wife of being inappropriate with many different men, so he warned her not to be with all of them, and she was iver with all of them, so he just bring one karbon. And mitzayra shenisnaga b'negayim harbe, a mitzayra that became tamei with many different negayim, meaning he became tamei with tzaras, then he got healed, and he became tamei with tzaras again and got healed, so on and so forth. He's just going to bring one karbon for that. Now, once we mention mitzayra, the mission just discusses a number of other dinim as well, and it's important to just have a very brief background regarding the entire process of mitzayra. Once the tzaras of the mitzayra goes away, so the first thing he does as part of his 8-day tahara process is bring two tziparim, two birds, one of them is shechted and the blood is applied to him, and then the other bird is set free. And then on day 8 of his tahara process, he brings three different karbonos, an asham, chatos, and an oila. And so in this particular situation that we just mentioned, that he's going to bring one set of karbonos, even for many negayim, says the Mishnah, hevi tziparav v'nisnaga, if he brought those two birds, which were the beginning of his tahara process, and then he got a nega again, and then he became healed again, and then maybe this happened multiple times, he's still going to have to bring just one karbon for all of these negayim that he had. Every single time he becomes healed from the nega, he does have to bring new birds. But again, since these birds are not a karbon, that's not considered like he's bringing multiple karbonos. It's when he finally completes his tahara process of 8 days, then he only brings one set of karbonos for all these different negayim that he had. Now the Mishnah moves on to discuss another thing about mitzayra, which as we mentioned very briefly in the beginning of the Mishnah, and we're seeing next Mishnah is actually one of the cases of karbon oil of yared. So this is a special din regarding mitzayra, that depending on how much money he has, what his financial situation situation is, that's going to depend on what his carbon is. And this is called a mitzayra ashir or mitzayra ani. So the Mishnah tells us, loy alu loy ad shiyaveh chatasai, wouldn't evaluate him or determine what his status is until he brings his chatas. In other words, up until he brings his carbon chatas, if his status changes, so that's what he's going to bring as his chatas. So for example, if when he brought his siparim, which began his tahara process, he was very poor, but then before he brought his chatas, he became very rich, so he has to bring the carbon of an ashir, and the same the other way around. When he brought his siparim, he was very rich, and then he became poor, so then he brings the chatos of a poor person. However, Rabbi Yudamir, he says, ad shiyaveh hashamai, the determination is when he brings his asham, not his chatos. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet, here's the last situation of a person who brings just one carbon for many different things. So ish yal devlad is harbe, that's referring to a woman who had many different children. And here's the example. Hipila b'sach shmarim l'keva, v'chazav hipila b'sach shmarim l'keva. Let's say within 80 days of giving birth to a girl, which we already know within that 80 days is called Yimei Malois, and that's all considered one category. So if within that 80 days she miscarried a female, and then once again within 80 days of that she miscarried a female, and Valpelis Ta'imim, if she miscarried twins, in other words, she was carrying twins and she miscarried one and then later miscarried the other within 80 days, in all these situations she only has to bring one set of karbanos because each miscarriage took place within 80 days of the other one. So it's all under the same category. However, Yehuda argues and says, Mivial Rishain Ve'ina Mivial Sheini, she brings karbanos for the first one and not for the second one. However, there is more afterwards than Mivial Shlishi Ve'ina Mivial Ravi. The third one restarts the count, so she would have to bring another set of karbanos for the third one, and the fourth one she wouldn't have to bring a set of karbanos for. Now, moving on to the next category discussed in the previous Mishnah, Eilim Mivian Karban Olav Yared, the following bring a karban Olav Yared, which, as we mentioned briefly in the previous Mishnah, this karban depends on what the financial status of the person is. If they're wealthy, they bring an animal. If they're poor, they would bring birds. So who are these people? Number one, Al Shmias HaKoyel. That's if a person makes a false shvua, that he does not have testimony to give for his friend, and it turns out that he does. Also, Valbitos Vasayim. This is if a person makes a false shvua, which is either that he did or didn't do something, or that he will or will not do something, and it was a false shvua. Also, Val Tomas Mikdash Hakadoshav, regarding this type of toma, namely if he's tame and he ate kudshim, or if he's tame and he went to the base of Mikdash. And lastly, Vayoledes HaMetzayra, a Yoledes, a woman who gave birth, and a Metzayra, and a Metzayra is part of his entire process, as we said in the previous Mishnah. All these would bring a karbon oil of the Yared. And as we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah and Mishnah base as well, a person has to bring a karbon for being bayal a shivcha charufa. So before we discuss what a shivcha charufa is, as we had said, we're going to be talking about that in Mishnah Hey, Mishnah details, ma bein shivcha lebein kol arayas. What's the difference between being bayal a shivcha and being bayal all the other arayas? He's not allowed to live with a shivcha, he's not allowed to live with the other arayas, so what's the difference? And here we have a whole bunch. First of all, shaloi shavsal hen loi ba'inish loi ba'karbon, they don't have the same punishment or karbon. Shakal arayas b'chatos, if a person b'shaygig is bayal one of the arayas, he has to bring karbon chatos, v'ashivcha ba'asham, but if he's bayal shivcha harufa, he brings an asham. Also, kol arayas ben a cave of shivcha b'zachar, if a person's bayal one of the arayas and he has to bring a chatos, so that chatos is in a cave, it's a female, whereas when he's bayal shivcha, so an asham is brought and that asham is a male. Also, kol arayas echad ish v'echad isha shavah makas b'karbon, regarding all the other arayas, both the man and the woman who were over, they're equal in regards to getting makas if they were warned and they had edim, and in regards to bringing a karbon if they did it b'shaygeg. However, b'shivcha, loy hishvitz ish l'isha makas, in regards to being by l'shivcha, the man and the woman are not equal in regards to makas. Only the woman could get makas, not the man, and v'loy ish l'ish b'karbon, not the woman with the man, in regards to karbon, namely only the man brings a karbon and not the woman. More differences, kol arayas also ben sama arka gaimer, v'chayvel kol biya, in regards to all other arayas, ma'are, which is the beginning of biya, is the same thing as the end of biya. A person is going to be chayv even for just beginning biya, and he's also chayv for every single biya individually, their set of makas or an individual carbon if it was done b'shaygig. And this does not apply to shivcha where there's only one chiyuv, and also zechomer hechomer b'shivcha, the following is a chomer by shivcha she'asa bas hamezid k'shaygig, that we treat a mezid just like a shaygig, that whether he was over with this shivcha b'mezid or b'shaygig, he's going to be chayv in asham. As the Mishnah Hay finally tells us, ezuhi shivcha, what exactly is a shivcha charufa? We had mentioned Mishnah Beis and in previous Mishnah as well, this isser of a man being bayal a shivcha. So what exactly is a shivcha? We know that in general a shivcha is a non-Jewish maidservant, but what's this one referring to? So the answer is kol shechatzi shivcha v'chatzi bas chayrin, any non-Jewish maidservant who's actually half shivcha, half bas chayrin. For example, if she was owned by two masters and one of them freed her, so she's half considered free, and that means that she's a half Jewish woman, but in regards to the other master who didn't free her, she's still considered a non-Jewish shivcha. And where do we see this? Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'hafdei loinifdasa, and she was redeemed, not redeemed if Rebbe Kiva understands this pasuk to be referring to this situation where she's half shivcha, half bas chayrin. And in specific, the case that we're referring to is where she was married to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a Jewish man who, let's say, for example, stole something, didn't have money to pay it back. So he was sold as an Eved, and the Torah says that he's allowed to marry a non-Jewish Shivcha. And so let's say we had this Eved Ivri married to this Shivcha Charufa, this half Shivcha, half Bas Chayrin, and somebody else came along and was Mezana with her. So that person has to bring an Asham. That's whom we're referring to in Mishnah Beis. And in the previous Mishnah, it has this unique din, and it's different than all other Arayas. However, Rabbi Shmuel says, Zuhi Shivcha Vadayas. This that the Pasuk is referring to, Hafdei Loi Niftasa, is just talking about a regular Shivcha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he tells us, and he agrees with Rabbi Kiva, that Kol Arayas Mefer Ashayas. All Arayas, all forbidden relationships, are very clear in the Torah. So, Mashir, what's exception? Ein Lanu Ela Shechatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Chayrin. The only thing that we have as an exception is this one that Rabbi Kiva was talking about, half Shivcha, half Bas Chayrin. On to Mishnah Vav, which is really somewhat of a continuation of Mishnah Dalid, which is differences between Arayas and Shivcha Charufa, Kol Arayas, in regards to all forbidden relationships, Echad Gadol Vechad Katan, if one of the parties involved is a Gadol and the other is a Katan, meaning under Bar Bas Mitzvah, HaKatan Pater, the Katan is Pater. Now, Echad Er Ve'Echad Yashen, let's say one of the people involved in the act was awake and the other was sleeping, so Yashen Pater, the one who's sleeping is Pater, and Echad Shagig Ve'Echad Mezid, if one of them did it B'Shagig, the other one did it B'Mezid, so Shagig B'Chatas, so Mezid B'Kares, one who did it B'Shagig is Chai V'Chatas, so one who did it B'Mezid is Chai V'Kares. We keep discussing, those were Chai V'Chatas, and as we learned earlier, with the majority of the 36 Krisos mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, one is only Chai V'Chatas if they did it B'Shagig, not B'Mezid. So the Mishnah tells us, Amrulai, let's say they told him, meaning two Edim told the fellow, Achalta Chalev, you ate Chalev, forbidden fats. So maybe Chatas, he would have to bring Chatas. Now let's say Eid Omer Achav, Eid Omer Loy Achal. One Eid said he did, and one Eid said that he did not eat. Or Isha Meres Achav, Isha Meres Loy Achal. A woman said he ate, and a different woman said that he did not eat. So maybe Asham Tali brings an Asham Tali, which is brought when he's Iver B'Safik. He doesn't know if he was Iver over here, it's a Safik. One said yeah, one said no, so he brings an Asham Tali. Now let's say Eid Omer Achal, one Eid said that he ate, Vuhu Omer Loy Achalti, and he says, I did not eat. Potter, he's Potter. Now let's say Shnaim Omer Achal, two said that he ate, Vuhu Omer Loy Achalti, and he says, I did not eat Chalav. So Rameir Machayev, Rameir is Machayev, and Rameir explains why that is, because if two people could bring him to Misa, meaning if two people came and said that Ruvain killed Shimon, and that's very chamur, that's going to be the cause of death penalty for Ruvain, wouldn't they for sure be able to bring him to the state that now he has to bring a carbon, which is much more makel? So of course we're going to believe them over him. However, Amrulai the Chum told Rameir, if he wants to say that I did it on purpose, then he would be believed, and then he wouldn't have to bring a carbon, as we had said, one only brings a carbon if he did a B'Shagig, not B'Mezid, and therefore, when he's contradicting the Edim, and he says that he did not eat Chalev, we believe him. Continue to discuss this, Mishnah Beis tells us, Achal Chalev v'Chalev b'Halam Echad. Let's say he ate two different Kizesim of Chalev in one Halama, one lapse of awareness, meaning he didn't realize it was Chalev, or the Chalev is Asur, and he ate two separate Kizesim of Chalev, Einu Chayv al Chatas Echas, he's only Chayv one Chatas, because it was in the same lapse of awareness. However, Achal Chalev v'Dam v'Noser u'Pigal b'Halam Echad, if he ate Chalev, forbidden fats, and then he also had Dam, which is blood, and he had Noser, which is leftovers of a carbon, and he also had Pigal, which is when a carbon has a particular psoul, and all of these he's going to be chayv achatas for if he does, and he did them all in one lapse of awareness, chayv al kol echad v'echad, he's chayv for each and every one, because each one is a separate lav. And zechar b'minim harbi min echad. This is a chumr we find with multiple minim, with multiple types, over one min. As we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, when he eats two kizesim of the same min in one halama, so he's only chayv one, whereas when he eats multiple kizesim of multiple lavim, even though it was in the same halama, he's still chayv a separate carbon for each one of them. It says Mishnah, chumr min echad minim harbi, we find a chumr by one min over many minim, she'im ochal kechatzi zayas v'chazer ochal kechatzi zayas, if he ate half of a kezayas, and then he ate another half of a kezayas, so mimin echad chayev. If it was with the same min, let's say it was half a zayas of chalev, then another half a zayas of chalev, so he's going to be chayev, because we combine those two half zayasim to be mechayev and makarbon, whereas mishnei minin putter. If one half zayas was of, let's say, chalev, and the other half zayas was, let's say, noisar, so we don't combine these two different yisurim together, and therefore he's putter. Now we concluded the previous mishnah by telling us that if a person ate one half zayas of, let's say, chalev, and then he ate another half zayas of chalev, so we combine those two half zayasim to be considered a full zayas, and then he's going to be chayev a carbon. So now the Mishnah asks, v'kama yisha eichlon, how long is this person allowed to wait in between these two halves, and still we're able to consider him as having eaten a full kezayas, so we're going to mechayev him? Here's the first opinion, ki'ilu achon kloyos, divrei Meir. Rav Meir says, we look at it as if he was eating it as kloyos. Kloyos is toasted grain. In other words, we take the whole kezayas, we pretend it's broken up into tiny little pieces of toasted grain, and if he waited in between the two halves no more than the amount of time it would take to eat this entire piece if it was broken up into tiny little pieces, so then he's still chayev. If not, then he's pater. However, Rav Meir holds that if it just took him a very long time to eat this entire zayas, he was just chewing very, very slowly, just taking taking his good old merry time, even if it took an entire day to eat one kezias, he still would be chayiv because he didn't pause in between. However, Chacham argue, and they say, Ad sheyesh mitchilav atzoif kidei achilas pras, he's only be chayiv if he waited no more from the beginning of his eating till the end of his eating, the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, which literally means half, and that's referring to half of a loaf of bread, which is either 3 or 4 beitzim. In other words, the Chacham argue with their mayor, and they hold that even if he's not breaking in between the two halves, he's eating the whole thing straight, consistently, he still has to eat it within this time frame of kidei achilas pras in order to be able to be chayiv. Similarly says the Mishnah, achal chalon tamein, let's say a person ate tamei food, v'shasa mashkin tamein, or he drank tamei drinks, and that would make him tamei, and now he's not allowed to eat trumah or kachim, for example, or shasar v'yaz yayin, he's a kayin, and he drank a revias of wine, v'nichas l'mikdash, and he went to the base of mikdash, which is an iser, so it only would be considered tamei, or he would only be chayiv if v'shal kidei achilas pras, if he waited no more than achilas pras. Now, Rebbe Lezer just comments on his last case of a kayin drinking wine, and then going to the base of mikdash, im hifzik ba, if he paused even a little bit, or even put the tiniest bit of water into the wine, potter is potter, because not considered like he drank a revias of wine. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continuing to discuss a person's chayv achatos, yesh oichal achilo achas, a person could just do one eating, which means he could eat just one kezayas, v'chayv aleha, arba chatois, v'asham echad, and he could be chayv 4 separate karbonis chatos and 1 karbon asham for eating that one kezayas. What would the situation be? Tamei, the person himself is tamei, shachos achilev, he ate a piece of chilev, which is forbidden fats from a karbon, and v'haya nisar, it was also nisar, which means that this karbon, this chilev, was left beyond the time that it's technically allowed to be eaten, and also minim gdashim, it was from a karbon, and ubiyam kippurim, he ate it on yom kippur, and in all these, he's chayv achatos, and for the fact that it's mukdashim, that's designated to the base of mikdash, he's chayv a karbon asham, because that's called me'ila, it's misappropriating hektish for his own benefit, therefore we have 4 chatois and 1 asham. Now Meir says, im ha'isa shabbos v'tziyah b'fiv, if it also happened to have been shabbos, and he brought it out from, let's say, Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim in his mouth, so that's the isra carrying from one Rosh Hashanah to another, chayv, he'd be chayv for that as well. However, Amru Lai, they told him, Eina min Hashem, that's not in the same category. You're right, he would technically be chayv for that, but he's not chayv this chatos because he ate the meat. It's for a totally different reason. It's because he carried it from one Rosh Hashanah to another, and therefore your situation or mayor can't be included in this line of a person could do one eating and be chayv for chatos and asham. And we keep discussing where a person did one aveira and he'd be chayv multiple chatos for that. So here we have a number of very interesting cases, and just as word to the wise, they're very confusing, and if you'd like to make it perhaps a little bit easier, it'd be instructive to take a look at a diagram of it, although it's really not so much easier because even the diagrams are fairly confusing, as you're going to see in just a moment. The Mishnah tells us, Yeshba bia achas v'chayv aleha shesh chatois, a person could have one bia, one osur relationship, and he could be chayv 6 different chatois for that. Habal bitoi, that's for a person who's boil his daughter. How would he be chayv? Chayv ala mishon bitoi v'achosoi v'eshes achiv v'eshes achiyaviv. He's chayv for the fact that she's his daughter, his sister, wife of his brother, wife of the brother of his father, and also v'eshes ish, she's a married woman, v'nida, and if she's a nida at that point in time, that completes it for a total of 6. How does this case work out? So, a fellow lived with his mother, had a daughter, which turns out to be his sister, then she marries his brother, who then dies or divorces her, she then marries his uncle, and while she's married, and she's a nida, this fellow is bail her, so she's his daughter, sister, the wife of his brother, and the wife of his uncle, and she's a married woman, and a nida. Moving on to another case, where he can be chayv 7 chatois, v'abal bas bitoi, if he's bail his daughter's daughter, chayv aleha, he's chayv for all the following, mishon bas bitoi, she's his daughter's daughter, v'kalasai, and his daughter-in-law, v'chayz ishtai, and the sister of his wife, v'eshes achiv, and the wife of his brother, v'eshes achiyaviv, and the wife of the brother of his father, v'eshes ish v'nida, and she's also a married woman and a nida at the same time. What's this case? So this is, let's say, where 2 random men marry each other's daughters, we'll call them Reuven and Shimon, and that's perfectly fine. Now let's say Reuven has a daughter, so she's the granddaughter of Shimon, and also the sister of Shimon's wife. She then marries Shimon's son, who either then dies or divorces her, she then marries Shimon's brother, who then dies or divorces her, and then she marries Shimon's uncle. And in this state, while she's married and she's a nida, Shimon is bail her, so that's why he's chayv 7 different chatois. Now Rabbi Yossi says, im aver ha-zaken unsa, if the zaken, the elderly one, meaning the great-grandfather, namely Shimon's father, if he marries this lady, and then Shimon is bail her, chayv olam yishom eshes av, he's chayv yet another chatos for eshes av. We have the same chatois that a person would be chayv for, just with this variation of, if he's Baal, the daughter of his wife, and the granddaughter of his wife, it'd be the same setup, just coming from the other side of his family. Moving on to Mishnah Vav with more interesting cases. Habal Chamoisei, if a person is Baal his mother-in-law, Chayv Alei, he can be Chayv for all the following Lavim. Mishum Chamoisei, it's his mother-in-law, Vekalasei, and his daughter-in-law, Vachas Ishtai, and the sister of his wife, Ve'eshes Achiv, and the wife of his brother, Ve'eshes Achiyaviv, and the wife of the brother of his father, Ve'eshes Ish, Venida, and she's also a married woman, and at that point in time, she's Anita as well, he's going to be Chayv for that. Now, this is a case, let's say we have a man, we'll call him Yishmal, lives with his daughter, Basmas, and has a daughter, Yehudis, who in essence is his daughter and granddaughter. Now, this Yehudis marries a random fellow, whom we're going to call Ruvain. Now, Basmas, Yehudis' mother, is ushered to Ruvain because she's both his mother-in-law and his wife's sister. Basmas then marries Ruvain's son that he had from a different marriage, adding on another Isser because now she's Ruvain's daughter-in-law as well. Her husband then died or divorced her, and then she married Ruvain's brother. He died and divorced her, so then she married Ruvain's father, and while she's married to him, and she's also Nida, Ruvain's Baal her, so that's going to be all these Yisurim. It would be the same thing if he was Baal, the mother of his mother-in-law, or the mother of his father-in-law, we would also add on these Yisurim. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Yomer, he tells us, Habal Chamoisei, if a person is Baal his mother-in-law, Chayv Alei, he can be Chayv the following Lavim, Mishum Chamoisei, because of his mother-in-law, Ve'im Chamoisei, and the mother of his mother-in-law, Ve'im Chamiv, and the mother of his father-in-law. And this is actually a much less complicated case, which doesn't have any Yisurim in the beginning. We have a woman, we'll just call her Leah. She has two daughters and a son. Now, one of those daughters and her son each have a daughter, which make those two daughters Leah's granddaughters. And then a random fellow marries these two granddaughters and also Leah's remaining daughter. And this is perfectly fine because they're all either cousins or nieces. But this grandmother, Leah, she's this man's mother-in-law and the grandmother in two different ways. So if this man is now Baal Leah, according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, he's Chayev these three different Yisurim. However, Amar Leah, the Chum argued with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, they told him that Shloshtan Shem Echadhein, they're all the same Isser, namely they're all learned from the same Pasuk, so he's actually only going to be over one. And we continue discussing cases where a person does one act and he might be chayv multiple chatois for that. So Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Shaltes Rabbi Gamaliel Vas Rabbi Shua, I asked Rabbi Gamaliel Rabbi Shua the following question, and where was it asked? But Itlis Shal Amom, in the butcher shop or butcher market of this place called Amom, and why were they there? Shalchulikach Bayim Lemishte Benesh Rabbi Gamaliel, they went to buy an animal for the chasana of the son of Rabbi Gamaliel, and this is the question I asked them, says Rabbi Kiva, Habal Chaisai, if a person is Baal his sister, Val Chaisaviv, and the sister of his father, Val Chais Imai, and the sister of his mother, Behalim Echad, this doesn't really mean with one lapse of awareness, it means that this is all the same person, Mahu, what's the din? Chayv Achas Al Kulan, it's just Chayv one carbon for all of them because they're all the same person, Oy Achas Al Kol Achas V'Achas, or one carbon for each and every lav that he was Ivor. And this would be a situation where a man lives with his mother, has two daughters, then lived with one of those and had a son, so the remaining sister is this son's sister, father's sister, and mother's sister. What about if this son is by this woman? Is he chayev for three different lavim or just one? So for Amruli, they told me, says Rabbi Kiva, lo shamanu, we've never heard an answer to this specific question of al shamanu, but we did hear something similar. Habal chamish nashav nidas b'halam echad, if a person has five wives and they all happen to be in nida and he was by all them with one lapse of awareness, shu chayev kol achz v'achas, he's chayev on each and every single bia. And v'royin anusha devarim kavu chaymer, we can learn from here to kavu chaymer that for sure in the question that you asked us, since there's three separate lavim over here, he'd be chayev three separate chatois. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, v'oichal and Rabbi Kiva asked him another question. This doesn't have to do with forbidden relationships. Avraham adoldo bebehema mahu. What about a limb which is hanging from an animal? It was basically cut off the animal, so it's not attached at all, but it's still hanging a little bit. What's the din? Is that considered nevela? Or since it's still attached to the animal, maybe it's not nevela and it's not tame. So I'm really, they told him, lo shamanu, we didn't hear an answer to this question. Aval shamanu, but we did hear something similar. But Avraham adoldo ba'adam, a limb which is hanging off of a person. Shehu tahar, that limb is tahar. It's not considered like it's a limb from a mace. It's not considered a limb which is detached, which would be tamei. And where do we see this? Shekacha yu mukei shchin b'yushalayim oisin. This is what people who were mukei shchin, they had boils, which is some sort of issue that actually caused people's limbs to fall off. That ha'ilichloi erev pesach etzol roifei, the fellow who had this issue, he would go to a doctor, erev pesach, v'choitchoi ad shu meniach bai kisayra, and the doctor would cut off this limb, and he just left a tiny little bit of it attached, and then v'tachvai besira, the fellow would stick this limb of his, which again, is barely attached to his body, he would stick it onto some sort of sharp thing, which is attached to the ground, and then he would start walking away, v'nimshach mimenu, and would be pulled off of him, v'allah oisa pischai, and this fellow was able to do his carbon pesach, v'roifei oisa pischai, and the doctor was able to do his carbon pesach, as we see from here, that a limb, which is barely attached to a person, is still considered attached, in as much as the person is not tamei, and the doctor which helped cut this limb off, is also not tamei, and v'roin anusha dvarim kavuchaymer, we see it's a kavuchaymer, that if this applies to the limb of a person, it would apply to the limb of an animal. animal as well. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.